Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, our public school teachers have been having some strike action in recent weeks, and that included our teachers here in the Hunter Valley. Well, now it's the time for the Catholic school teachers. They're not happy either. To find out more from their union is Therese Fitzgibbon. Therese, hello.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. So what are the Catholic school teachers not happy about?
Yeah, look, certainly very similar issues to what you would have been hearing from our colleagues in the Teachers Federation. Crippling workload is the thing that's impacting teachers most, and uncompetitive salaries are another aspect of our claim that we will be addressing. At the moment, we know that the state government is offering state schools teachers a salary increase of 2.04%. That's being reflected in an offer by the Catholic teachers as well. Catholic employers. Our claim is for 5 to 7.5% per year. And while that may seem a little bit outlandish, when we look at it in the current climate of inflation of 5%, increasing interest rates, increasing cost of living across the board, it's not that outrageous to think that teachers deserve that pay rise. At the moment, we are stuck under that 2.04% cap, and what it's effectively doing is leading to crippling shortages in the teaching profession.
So are the Catholic school bosses just doing a copycat exercise?
Yeah, pretty much. The Catholic employers have pretty much said that they'll pay whatever the department's paying. We know that that's not satisfactory. They've made no indication that they're prepared to strike a deal independently from the department. So clearly, like our Federation colleagues, we will be calling on the state government to remove that salary cap and to introduce salaries that are competitive. And look, I think a really important aspect of this whole issue is it kind of relates a little bit to what we saw this weekend, the rise of women who are saying, we want to be heard. We know that, like nursing, teaching is a very feminised profession. Whether we're looking at early childhood or school teaching, particularly in the primary sector, there's a real sort of view that it's a caring industry, and salaries have reflected that. So if we made a comparison with a very male-dominated industry such as engineering, the differentials in salaries are quite significant. And what we need to do is ensure that the professional voice of teachers is recognised and that salaries reflect the work that they do, the education requirements, the accreditation requirements. And at the moment, it's just been at a standstill.
Isn't the whole idea of sending your children to a Catholic school, and a private school generically, I suppose, is because you know they're going to get the best teaching and have the best teachers? How can the Catholic sector attract the best teachers if they're paying the same as the public schools?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just about attracting the best teachers at the moment. It's about attracting teachers full stop. We know that in Maitland-Newcastle Diocese alone, particularly in the Upper Hunter, there is an absolute crisis in staffing that is crippling student learning, really. We hear about employers saying how disappointed they are in the decision by the union movement to take strike action and disrupt student learning. However, what we know is student learning is being disrupted every day, particularly in the Upper Hunter. We have positions that can't be filled. We have regular days where there is no casual available. That means that students are either in collapsed classes, so they're being spread around the school. They're in combined classes, so you might have a teacher with 60 kids. What we're seeing is happening in the first instance is that employers are opting to use specialist teachers to fill casual gaps. And those specialist teachers are there to support the most disadvantaged kids in the school, such as English second language kids, learning support students with special needs, Aboriginal education students. Now, these specialist teachers are there to support those kids. And what we're hearing on a daily basis is that instead of supporting those vulnerable students, they're being used to fill casual gaps, to fill staffing gaps, and those kids are missing out. So disruptions in schools are a daily occurrence. And until such time as there is action taken to attract people to the profession and retain people to the profession, it's going to continue to get worse.
So you've got strike action planned this Friday. What involvement will Upper Hunter Catholic School teachers have in this?
Yeah, look, we certainly hope that they'll be involved. So up that way we have St Joseph's Aberdeen, as you know, is a large secondary school, and we certainly hope that they'll be travelling down to Newcastle to join us in the rally. And then we have a whole host of primary schools, St Mary's Scone, St Joseph's Merriwar, St Joseph's Denman, St James Musselbrook and St Catherine Singleton, and look, a little bit tough for Merriwar, we acknowledge, but for the rest of them, we hope that they'll make their way down to Newcastle on Friday. We've got a full day strike action, so there's plenty of time for them to get down here, support the profession, and make it back home by the end of the day. Can I just say one thing that we are really noticing and have been noticing for a few years is initially it was students opting not to enter the teaching, teacher education. So numbers have declined over time by about 30% of those students who are opting to study education. Beyond that, we started to see that those who were opting to access teacher education were leaving in large numbers in the first 5 years. And they put that down to workload. We have young teachers saying to us, look, I just can't do it. I'm losing friendships. I'm losing relationships because I'm spending every night and all weekend doing schoolwork. The latest, the more recent experience has shown that it is now experienced teachers that are leaving. So it's teachers with 10 to 20 years experience who are saying, you know what? I don't need to do this anymore. I've got plenty of skills. I can go and get a job elsewhere that will pay me the same or more, and I'll get my nights and weekends back.
So what impact will this strike have on Friday? Will parents be told to keep their kids at home?
Look, it's generally, we haven't balloted our principals, so our principals will still be at school and they will provide supervision for those who require it. But it is certainly our preference where possible that parents keep their kids at home.
Therese, thank you very much for joining us on Hunter Valley today.
Absolute pleasure, and we hope to see you Friday.
That's Therese Fitzgibbon from the Independent Education Union on 981 2NM.